Thank you for joining us for Praying Pals. It's exciting to know that thousands of people have joined prayingpals.org worldwide. It is a privilege to pray with you each week, and I thank you so much for joining us today. Today's devotional is one that I wrote from my heart because we are seeing so many attacks on the family, on faith and freedom in our own country, America. And I want to encourage all of you, my Christian friends, to stay strong in the Lord. Consequently, not coincidentally, I am going to share three ways to stay strong in the Lord. First of all, I'd like to talk about a leader in another time of history, one who faced great opposition by those who held higher office than he, one who had to be courageous even in the face of great adversity. His name? Daniel. Yes, Daniel, the historical leader found in the book of Daniel in the Bible. So, before we proceed with this devotional, I will share God's word, because I love to share right off the bat some truth, and his word is truth. So let's take God's word for it. When Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house, where he had windows in his upper chamber open toward Jerusalem. He got down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he had done previously. That was Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Now, what we see here is something absolutely tremendous. God gave him the courage to risk his life in order to maintain his prayer life, his very committed prayer time with the Lord. Now, he had been doing this for who knows how long. I mean, this was a very, very deeply rooted habit in his life. So he wasn't doing this just to make a statement. He was doing this because he loved the Lord, and he knew better than to pay attention to what people thought in comparison to what God desires. So we see a lot right there in that one verse, that in spite of this law being passed, he continued to serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords by bowing before the Lord and praying just as the Lord wanted him to do. Now today we are seeing times that are really, really concerning to the Christian. That we see things happening in our own country that actually persecute and restrict Christians in our schools, government, even medical fields. People in the medical field are experiencing threats to their faith, their exercising of their faith and freedom here in our country. Because in America and beyond, many leaders, frankly, are acting like they have the power to determine the divine. This is not true. Laws today are being passed that do not pass God's standards. America, we need his values, his commandments, his truth, because they protect and they deliver people from all kinds of unrighteousness that tears apart at the heart of the family. We see so many hurting hearts. It just grieves me. It grieves me. And I know it grieves the heart of God. You see, we are the creation, not the creator. His ways are higher than our ways. He loves like no other. He sent Jesus to die in our place on the cross. That's love. He reigns supremely sovereignly, perfectly, and we desperately need revival in our hearts. We need Jesus in our hearts to just really be our focus. We all, you know, need to come to Christ, receive Him in our hearts as Savior and Lord, and live out our faith without regard for what people think or say. This can be very hard. I know this from experience. However, it is a joyous thing to know the King of Kings. And you see, like it or not, God remains God, and we as Christians must stand up for what's right, just like Daniel. Yes, it's an intensified spiritual war today. It's time we realize how desperately we need the Lord and start really being strong in Him. Not just saying it because we've been taught that in church, but saying it from the heart that we are weak apart from Him. We are weak in ourselves. We have a limited amount of strength, but with God as our strength, we can do mighty things for and through Him. Now, three ways to stay strong in the Lord like Daniel did. One, follow Daniel's example when, in spite of false laws, he prayed on without flinching. In fact, as I read just a little bit ago, he, quote, got down on his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he had done previously. That was Daniel 6:10, an excerpt from that. Now, number two in three ways to stay strong in the Lord. Number two, be strong in the Lord, not in ourselves. We need to adhere to Ephesians 6:10, which says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Number three, remember the awesome, holy, almighty King we serve is on our side. When we know Jesus, we know victory. And we can say from Psalm 24, verse 8, who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. We serve the Almighty God. You know, that is a tremendous comfort and confidence surger. We can experience such strength, such unlimited strength when we rely on Him. So may we each be a Daniel or a Danielle as we stay strong and pray long. Prayer tip of the week when it comes to praying. Let's ask the Lord to help us keep obeying without flinching, just like Daniel. Let's say a brief prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your justice. We thank You that You sent Jesus to die on the cross in our place, to be a substitute for us on that cross, because we deserved death. We deserved Your punishment, but He took our place. And we thank You, Lord Jesus, that You were our substitution, that you took the punishment for us, that You rose from the dead, that You conquered sin and death, and we just confess our sins. We ask that You would forgive us. We have ignored You. We've relied on ourselves. We've done all sorts of things that are not what You want us to do, and we rely on You now for forgiveness. Please forgive us. Please help our country. Please help us as individuals to really know You and walk with You day by day without flinching. We repent. We turn from doing things our way and turn to You, the way, the truth, and the light. We thank You, and we rely on You for everything. We love You, Lord, and we welcome You afresh in our hearts and lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless each of you this week, and thank you so much for joining us.